the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, we've got a Facebook Live. So I did a Facebook Live in the last couple of days, and of course, not everybody can watch the Facebook Lives, but the information in those Facebook Live events are really important. So I wanted to share them, and I wanted to get them down as a podcast. And so here is that Facebook Live. Speak soon. And good morning, everybody. It's Dan Latto. I hope you're well this morning. Just on my early morning coffee. It is 9 o'clock here in Spain. I'm guessing it's 8 o'clock in the UK. I'm actually wearing a shirt today. I thought I'd dress up for the occasion, you know. Anyway, so welcome. In this web, Facebook Live, what I want to talk to you today about is about the money that you're making right now and the money that you're spending right now and where all that goes and how that changes your entire future life. So, like, I know it's such a big statement, but it's true, isn't it? You know, if you think about, well, this weekend just gone, we were in Barcelona. Barcelona was amazing, by the way. If you've never been to Barcelona, it is just one of the most beautiful big cities I've ever been to. You know, it knocks London into something else. It's very pretty, all the lights are there, it's obviously very busy. It's just amazing. It was really, really nice. And I'm not a great fan of London. I think it's a dirty place. Obviously not all areas, but then that's just my experience, okay? I was once on a tube and somebody said, what's the best bit about London? And I went, leaving. Not overly impressed at that. I thought it was funny. That's my northern sense of humour. Anyway, so we're in Barcelona, and on the last day, and we're like, oh, let's go to Starbucks, let's have a coffee. So we go to Starbucks, and we've got this big frappe mocha unicorn chino thing, because it's Christmas, and it's got, like, I don't know, gingerbread stuff on it, I don't know. Anyway, so paid the money, and for two of us, it came to, like, 13 euros. Like, my coffee was 5 euros, and I'm like, wow. Like, I don't buy Starbucks, okay? You know, if I want a coffee, I get my coffee in a little packet. It comes from Carrefour, and these are like 1.50 for 10. So it's 15 cents, which is about 12 pence at the moment, depending on whether you're listening to this before Brexit or after Brexit. So these are like, it's like 15 cents. This is what I drink all the time. And when I'm not drinking out of a mug, I have a travel mug, okay? Now, can I afford 5 euro coffee? Yes, of course we can. And actually, does that money come from, good morning, Stuart. Does that money come from having to go out and earn the money? No, it comes from the properties. But am I a tight northerner? Yes, God damn it, I am. And I'm very proud of being a tight northerner because the money that I spend on that Starbucks, the whole 13 euros for the whole kind of drinks thing that we got, I did get a cheesecake as well. Very naughty, but it was very nice. So, but that 13 euros, it's gone. It's gone, okay? Now, by the way, if you're in a job, it's not 13 euros or 13 pounds, is it? Because you've been taxed on that already, okay? And not only have you been taxed on that, but 13 pounds, given 20%, about £2.60, that's more like 15 quid, nearly 16 pounds, plus another 10% because of national insurance that you don't pay, that your employer pays. One of the differences between being employed and self-employed is that your employer pays an extra 10% on your national insurance that you don't even know about. I think it's 11%, actually. You don't even know about this, okay? This is the difference between pre-tax pound investing and post-tax pound investing, which we've already done a podcast about, by the way, and I'd highly recommend you go and have a look at that. But that 13 euros, it's gone. That's it. I can't do anything with it, okay? And so, like, think about it. Not only, let's say that I'm in a job, not only have I been taxed and national insured on that, so we're talking about 17 euros, okay? But let's say I've got credit card debt as well. Let's say I've got a couple of grand of credit card debt, and that credit card debt never gets paid down each year. That 17 pounds we're talking about now, that could have gone onto my credit card debt, right? So that could be then saving me a further 20% a year. So, like, Let's say that I never pay off credit card debt and I've always got £1,000 in debt for the next 10 years. That £17 could have paid 20% off for the next 10 years. But no, I've spent it at Starbucks, so Starbucks can avoid paying their tax. By the way, let's talk about hypocrites right now. Those people go on about Google not paying tax and Amazon not paying tax and Starbucks not paying tax. and then go shop at Google and Amazon. And people go, well, I only use Google to do searches. Well, that's what Google is, you idiot. You're still using it. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, but I don't click on any of the adverts. You're still using it, you know. So you're a hypocrite, right? So, like, if Google can get away with not paying tax, well done, Google. That's what I think. If I can get away with not paying tax, then well done me. I think tax is theft. Certainly tax like that should be tax on expenditure, so I can decide whether to pay tax or not. Anyway, I've got an issue with tax because of Section 24 as a landlord and so on. But that money, that's ruining my entire future timeline, because in 10 years' time, like, I can't do the maths right now, but £17 compounded at 20%, like, you're talking £3.40 a year minimum, okay? Times 10 is 35. Like, you're talking maybe four times the amount. And by the way, this is just me having a cup of joe at Starbucks and the wife and the little one and some cheesecake that was very nice. That's not on all the other stuff, right? You know, when there was a massive thing about millennials not being able to afford mortgages and that kind of thing, and we're talking about, well, just stop eating avocado on toast. And people going, oh, just stop eating avocado on toast. How can I then afford a mortgage if I just stop eating that? And it was like, no, the principle of not just spending money willy-nilly on crap, basically, you know, buy your own avocados. If you absolutely need avocado on toast to survive in this world, well, you've got bigger problems for a start. But if you do need it, there are different ways around of doing it. You know, you can buy your own bread, 30 pence. I don't know if you can buy bread for 30 pence. I'm pretty sure you can, the cheap stuff. It's one of the lost leaders at the supermarket. So, yes, you can. And your avocados, go and buy them from the local market, right? They're a lot cheaper than the £5.60 or whatever that you're going to get in your local trendy coffee shop, plus your coffee and all the rest of it. But this lot, this money right here that's been compounded over a period of time, that's the stuff that's changing your entire future timeline. I bump into people that I saw 20 years ago. Bear in mind, I've been in property for 20 years now. Okay. And when I first got invested in property, I was saving as much money as I could. You know, like, we went through a period of time where I was literally living on potatoes and beans, right? If you're ever in a fix financially, buy a sack of potatoes, because you can do so much with jacket potatoes, chips, I think that's it. But you can do so much with that food and it'll keep you going. You know, for a month, that's what we lived on. The first month I moved into that house 20 years ago, that's what we had to do, you know, that's how we got started. And then I moved my mates in, by the way, and then they paid for all my beer money, and then it all went kind of wrong. But when we first did that, that's exactly what I did, you know. But I bump into people 20 years ago, and they're like, wow, you've done so well for yourself. And I'm like, well, I told you 20 years ago, start buying assets that put money in your pocket. You know, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, it must be over 20 years old, that book, because that was one of the first books that I started reading about spending money and not spending it on avocado toast. Didn't exist back then, but if it had done, but not spending it on that, about saving that money and moving that money into something. And people go, well, you know, but you don't understand. I've only got a tiny amount of money. I've only got £20 left at the end of each month. It's like, well, have you got credit card debt? Yeah, that's why it's so hard. Okay, so spend the 20 quid on your credit card debt. Oh, well, what's the point in that? It'll take forever. Might as well have my avocado and toast. Do you like my alternate voice? It's pretty cool, isn't it? So, but these are the conversations I used to have. And now the conversations are different. The conversations are like, what's it like living in Spain? What's it like living in Luxembourg? It's awesome. But the only reason it's awesome is because we made the sacrifices 20 years ago. And I know you've heard this before. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago, and the second best time is now. And it's true. But you've got to have a budget, a really solid budget, and you've got to work out where are you going to spend all your money. Like, I know Grant Cardone says it's not a matter of your expenditure. It's a matter of not having enough zeros at the end of your paycheck. I get that, right? You know, if you're earning £2,000 a month and your expenses are £4,000, you've got a problem, right? And it's not necessarily your expenses that are the problem. It's the fact that you earn £2,000 a month. Like, your expenses are a little bit of a problem. But actually, if your income was £20,000 a month, you wouldn't care about your expenses. And that's what Grant's saying, and I totally get that. But most people cannot go and turn £2,000 into £20,000 in over a quick period of time. It takes a number of years in order to do that. So, and my income goes up and down as well. And we've changed the way that my income works, because in the olden days, my income was, we'd get a lump sum, that's brilliant, and then we'd spend it.
And that was great until we had to go and find another lump sum, okay? Luckily for me, I've got my property, which comes in every single month. But on my business side of things, and you've got to have two, right? If you just think it's just property, you're mistaken, okay? Property's not enough because, and I see this, you get people that buy 10 houses and think, right, I'm going to retire. And then they retire, and then three boilers go and two tenants move out and they've got no money and they go poof, and it all goes, house of cards literally fails, right? So that's not going to work. So you need a business so that if that does happen, your business can cover that. But my income has changed in that we now no longer go for these lump sums. Lump sums are great, but they've run out, you've got to find another one. Now we get regular monthly ongoing payments via subscription. That's what the social media marketing business does. We have an ongoing subscription, and if we lose one client, like, we don't want to lose clients and it's upsetting, but if we do, it doesn't affect us hugely, you know? Every client that we lose or every client that we gain affects us, right? But make no question about that. Everything has an effect. Me drinking one of these packets and saving a fiver, it doesn't matter how much money you earn, you know, that as a percentage of my income every month is insignificant, but it makes a difference. Every single pound makes a difference. And you've got to start looking at every single pound, every single penny. You've got to allocate, where does it go? Where's it going on your sheet? I have a spreadsheet for everything, because every single penny that I spend today will make a difference 5 years in the future. Let's say that instead of spending €5 on a coffee, I spend 15 cents on this. I've now got £5, let's call it pounds. I mean euros because I'm in Spain. Now, let's now say I've got £5 to my name, right? How many Facebook leads can you generate off that £5? Well, we don't know, right? But how many traffic, how many visitors can we send to an opt-in page? You know, if you're getting 25 pence per click, so that's 4 clicks per pound times 5, that's 20 clicks. If you're closing 1 in 4 on a £100 profit product, okay, that £5 will make you £100. Like, if you don't know what these Facebook numbers are, then you need to recognize what these Facebook numbers are. And it might be more than that. You might have to send 1,000 people to that page, okay, 25 pence. But then depending on, you know, how much you're selling, whether it's a repeat product that you're going to keep getting money for, like our subscription services, then that's how you do it. So every pound that you spend right now, it should be accounted for. I can't get this any clearer. And I say this again and again and again, and people listen to podcasts and watch videos, and when they meet me, and I say, have you got a spreadsheet? And they go, no. And I'm like, why the hell not? Oh, well, a spreadsheet won't make a difference with my finances for that. But of course it makes a difference. Every single time you complete the spreadsheet, and you can then start to forecast how much debt are you going to be in at the end of the month? What is your loss? And if you can get that loss from £500 through really good budgeting down to £200, brilliant. Then you start asking yourselves different questions like, what can I do to earn £200 this month? And then suddenly you might earn £400, right? And then now you're £200 up, so that money can go forward onto next month. So now you're starting to really move your business forward. Maybe you spend that £200 extra on Facebook ads to an opt-in page and start closing business. And then that turns into £400. And then you put £200 of that towards the next month. And that turns into £1,000. And so this is how it's done. But until you actually get set with your spreadsheet, you work out what all your costs are. Like right now, I've just cancelled the NBA. I love basketball, right? I love basketball. If I could have been anything on this world, I would have been a professional basketball player. Wasn't tall enough, 5'7" on a good day. 5'7", and that would have been an awesome lifestyle for me. And I got close to it, you know? But I think, like, I'm actually glad I didn't, because in England, professional basketball players don't get a lot of money. They don't get a lot of money. I don't know if that's changed now, but going back 20 years, when I was 26, they didn't get a lot of money. Do you know what I mean? And would I have made NBA? Probably not. Like, what are the chances of that? Like, a trillion to one. So, no, there's not even a trillion people on the planet, but still a trillion to one. So, like, in an ideal world, that's what I would have done. But I couldn't do that. So I then went into, like, generating money and wealth and buying property over the long term. And then when I look back at how life could have been, I could have been very, very poor and having to go out and work every single day in order just to cover my costs. So the spreadsheet, as soon as you start writing stuff into that spreadsheet, your life will change. I guarantee it. But you've got to create yourself a spreadsheet. All right, that will do us for today. We've come up to 14 minutes. I hope you enjoyed that couple of rants in there about money, because I'm passionate about helping people getting out of debt, passionate about people, come and live next to a villa next to me, for goodness sake, and we'll go paddle surfing in summer, and we'll jump on a speedboat, and we'll go out, and we'll go fishing. I don't even fish, for crying out loud, but let's do it anyway. That's what I want for people. I don't want people being stuck in this 9 to 5. It's raining, you leave the house when it's dark, you get back when it's dark, it's pouring it down. Like, that is my experience living in Leeds, right? That is not my experience living here in Spain. It's sunny every day, and when it's not sunny, it's just cloudy and it's not raining, like for an hour. Do you know what I mean? It's completely different, but I want that for everybody. And if you don't want that, that's okay. You can go for whatever you want. But the only way to do it is to start taking control over your money. And then you can start forecasting how you're gonna perform in your future years. All right, I hope that's useful for you. My name's Dan Latta, and we'll speak to you on the next video. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.